Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Finally, it's here. Brewers baseball is back. This is Opening Day with WTMJ. Now broadcasting live from American Family Field, here are your hosts, Greg Matzik and Steve Scafidi.
Oh, you bet we are. It is awesome out here. The sun is shining at American Family Field. But let's go inside to Greg Matzik, who has a very special guest.
Yeah, Steve, thank you. Appreciate it. Absolutely. Our opening day coverage continues here. I'm here with Brewers principal owner Mark Attanasio.
Hey, Greg.
It is great to talk to you again. It's become an opening day tradition. But we're missing Bob. Sadly, just very candidly, it's always been you and Bob and kind of us hanging out in the dugout together. This is a tough day.
Look, it's a bittersweet day because opening day is always one of my favorite days. And I knew today this was all going to sink in that Yuke is no longer with us. He's certainly with us in spirit, but it's hard not to have him standing with me here.
Well, you've got a big Yuke shirt on, which you can't get at the Brewers Pro Shop. You've got the Bob Uecker lapel pin and your best plaid jacket.
Yeah, mine's not quite as loud as Jeff Levering's. I try to remember Yuke every way.
Well, also honoring your late father Joe with a lapel pin. Opening day was always very important to him, as he was the guy who sung the national anthem, and certainly much more than that to you. But it does sort of mark the time since you first had ownership of this team to now.
You know, someone was saying to me on the way in, happy 21st season. I'm like, wow, I can drink now, 21 years, but you maybe have a beer at the game finally.
Yeah,
you know,
there
I don't think
go.
I've ever had one here. It's, you know.
Wait, hang on a second. You've never had a beer at Miller Park, American Family Field?
My very first year in Surprise, we were playing the Rangers, and, you know, always like, who doesn't like to have a beer at a bowl game? Had a beer, and just as I finished, Fox film crew came down to interview the new owner of the Brewers, and I'm a little, you know, it's hot and a little spacey, but, you know. Maybe things are different now that you're in a ball club. So
yeah, just stick to a hot dog and maybe some peanuts or something like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
You have notes in your hand. I know you're about to hop into the press room at about 11:30 to address the media. Yeah. Is that like a cheat sheet there?
Well, you know, what I wanted to have, you know, the cheat sheet, we've got about 7 things we're doing for Yuke here.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, frankly, there's so many things we can all take a look. There was a very nice moment of silence for him in Yankee Stadium yesterday, actually, that we all came out for. And we'll have one today. And I think we'll just have folks, you know, look around the stadium. There'll be a lot of, you know, memories of Bob and a lot of recognition of, you know, who he was for us. And then, you know, I can't keep track. We're doing so many new things at the ballpark. I like to tell the fans to come out and check them out. The Alley Food Truck, I think people are excited about. But just come out to the ballpark and find them. If I sit here and read them, it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
We do have a new facial recognition way to get in, which is a little space age. So hopefully it's easier to get in and get out.
Yeah, I try to get through that. They put handcuffs on me and whisked me away to the parking lot. So thankfully I was able to break free.
Right.
Opening day is always so special here in Milwaukee. It comes after kind of a strange series in New York. I know you're with the team. How do you digest a series like that? How do you believe the team digests a series like that? It all seems strange when it happens in your opening series.
Yeah, and, the players shrug it off. It is it's how you finish. It's not how you start. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Pat Murphy told me before game 3, sometimes better just get hit in the face at the start of the year like that to get everybody focused. So we got hit in the face again yesterday, and I think you'll see a different level of competition today. By the way, the first game, you know, Freddie competed like hell, and, you know, we were right there. So, you know, we had everybody on base and everybody wanted up, and it doesn't always bounce your way. You know, Aaron Judge, when he's not hitting the ball over the wall, hits a ball to the third base bag. That's a double play, and it bounces for a double instead. So sometimes it's just not your your series. Last year, the Yankees beat us by almost the same run differential, maybe one run less. They ended up winning 9. We were here. they ended up winning 94 games. We ended up winning 93. So if we win 93 games this year, we'll be good.
Yeah, everything will be just fine. You know, part of that series, too, was you got to see Devin Williams. You know, later this year, see Willie Adames. It's happened year after year, Mark, and I know it's just sort of the way the business works sometimes. What is it about this team's ability to move on and thrive after all-star talent sends up signing elsewhere?
So we have somewhat of a hybrid model with that. A lot of teams really focus on moving guys out, or you know, that are have that model, moving guys out sooner. We want to keep every player for as long as we can. By the way, that's why we have Jackson Churio not only for 8 years, but two option years. So fans here know they can come out and see him for 10 seasons. You know, a lot of players have had a lot of success here, and, you know, they get Willie. You know, we're all thrilled for Willie getting that $175 million contract. I told Willie I could, you know, but forget about being the owner who, you know, owned his baseball team. I could be his money manager now.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got $175 million to invest. But, look, it's a model we've deployed successfully, and it's just a you know, what we can't do, and I know this is hard to say, we really can't make mistakes in, you know, issuing a lot of long-term commitments that then, you know, end up being an albatross for us. You know, we certainly picked the right guy with Christian Yelich, and but, you know, there's only a few of those we can give out.
Is that difficult in your position as an owner?
Sure. You want to sign everybody and keep everybody, but you know, clubs get into trouble when they get overextended, because then forgetting about what might happen on the business side, on the player side, then you know, you're forced to cut payroll, you're forced to do things to stabilize your financial situation. Whereas for us, you know, we're completely stable and we want to compete every year. Sometimes some of that gets mistranslated. We want to compete every year. Period.
Mark Attanasio joining us. I think what goes maybe under reported at the national level is the investment in international scouting and what you've been able to do in that world, finding Jackson Churio, finding a 17-year-old Jesus Made, right? The players that have been procured by the Brewers via international signing have become among the best in baseball.
Listen, the national media wakes up September 1st the last 7 years and realizes, oh, Milwaukee's in first place. Maybe we can come out and see what's going on out there. And, you know, that's fine, you know, playing somewhat out of the spotlight. And, you know, all the investment we have in scouting or infrastructure, you know, it's all about winning because, you know, I can't hang a banner. We're actually still a top 10, even though we draft. You know, with our success, we draft near the bottom of the draft. We're still a top 10 farm system as people evaluate, not us, but others. I can't hang a banner in left field that says top 10 farm system. You know, if we're in last place, nobody cares. But, yeah, we try to be excellent in everything we do. I think we have the best facility in Arizona. I think we have the best facility in the Dominican. We certainly have cherished this facility with the support of the fans, the sponsors, and of course, you know, on both sides of the aisle here, the government and the legislative leaders. We just try to be excellent in everything. We have like the second or third highest media ratings in baseball. We have always the top 10 growth in retail sales. I mean, by every metric, every observable metric, we are doing a really special job, and that's a testament to, we've got over 500 employees now, which was not the case when I started. It's a testament to everybody's hard work here. You know, that we all get to, you know, benefit from.
Well, very special day, as always, on opening day. Mark, I also appreciate the opportunity to connect.
You bet.
We'll do so again. A very special day here, opening day 2025. Steve?
Go Brewers.
Go Brewers, indeed. We are live from American Family Field. I am outside. Greg is inside. That's, of course, the Brewers owner, Mark Attanasio.